The Bishop of Chester, the Right Reverend Peter Foster, is facing calls to resign for failing to report what he knew about a paedophile priest. Earlier this month, the Reverend Gordon Dickinson was convicted of abusing a boy in the 1970s, and it's emerged that 10 years ago he admitted to the diocese that he'd been accused of abuse. Former Labour MP and Minister Meg Munn is the first independent chair of the Church of England's safeguarding panel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think you should resign?
On the face of it, it certainly seems so. Obviously, there needs to be a proper process in place, but I think this is just appalling. We know that for decades, abuse was covered up, and to find out that somebody who's so senior has done that so recently, relatively recently, I think must beg those questions.
I'm just looking at the letter or email that he sent to Andrew Grayson, who's a prominent commentator on these matters and who's called for his resignation. And he says, the bishop says, in 2009, Gordon Dickinson disclosed to us on his own initiative that there'd been a complaint in the 1970s, but he could recall little about it and couldn't remember the name of the child concerned or of his family. By then, I believe, his ministry was restricted to occasional assistance under the supervision of his incumbent. This was prior to protecting all God's children coming into force in 2010. I don't offer this as an excuse, but we were on a sharp learning curve. Do you find that at all convincing?
Not really. I think 2009, an awful lot was already known about abuse, and I think the church has really got to stop thinking that it can deal with these things internally. These, by his own admission, he's not an expert. He should have been reporting this to somebody else to investigate. That's the point. You mustn't keep these things internally. Let the people who've got the experience and the expertise, the police, social services, etc., actually look into these issues. You know, ministers within the church, priests, vicars, whoever, they are not competent to make those sort of decisions. And as soon as they have a concern, they have to refer on.
That does raise the question of mandatory reporting, whether it should be automatic that these things are reporting, which is something that you have reservations about.
Not at all. I absolutely think there must be mandatory reporting. And my understanding within the church is that they have to report. Where we get a confusion is that there is some people who believe it should be a criminal offence. I am yet to be convinced. I'm not saying, you know, I haven't got a closed mind to having that discussion, but I am yet to be convinced that making that something a criminal offence would be problematic. But in terms of...
Why do you think it would be problematic?
Because I think we need people to report, we need people to seek guidance. I think the likelihood, if it were a criminal offence, is that we'd hear even less than
really?
We do now. I do. I think people within the church are frightened because they don't know what they need to do, and they would probably just say that they hadn't heard something. But as I say...
But don't you think they'd be frightened of committing a... I mean, most people are frightened of committing a... Most sort of, you know, respectable people are frightened of committing a criminal offence. It might just tip the balance in people's minds, mightn't it?
It might, but I think this needs to be tested. For me, there has to be strong mandatory reporting requirements linked to their roles within the Church of England. Absolutely, people should report. That has to be the message, and not to do so is a serious matter. And
with sanctions attached to that. I mean, you know, if you're a bishop and you don't report, you get fired or something of that kind.
Absolutely. Following due process, absolutely. We cannot have bishops with the power that they have in a position where they think they can make their own minds up about this. Their first instinct has to be protection. So absolutely, they must report. Mandatory reporting, as I understand it, is a requirement of their role, and there has to be sanctions when that doesn't happen. And
well, I suppose that does lead back to the question of why, if you accept that that would have an impact when it's a matter of church discipline, why don't you accept that if it was a matter of law, it would have a similar impact?
I think that it takes it to a different level. I think you're talking about different levels of proof. And I think that becomes problematic in terms of then the bishop here has now said, this is what I did. If this was a criminal matter, would he have said that? I don't know.
And you think it might actually have the opposite effect to the one that was intended?
It might. As I say, I really don't. These issues are being looked at by the Independent Inquiry into Child Sexual Abuse. I want to focus on the fact that the church needs to change. Its first instinct must be not to accept stories such as the one that the Bishop of Chester had and to think that everything's fine. Their first instinct always has to be the protection of vulnerable people, of children, and not to respond in that way. To me, is incomprehensible.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us.